Phoenix Audio presents
Gunman's Rhapsody by Robert B. Parker. Prologue. He already had a history by the time he saw her, a reputation made in Kansas. He was already a figure of the dime novels, and he already half believed in the myth of the gunman that he was creating, even as it created him. He wasn't merely Virgil's brother. He was a man who stood down Clay Allison in Dodge City. He'd come to Dodge by way of Ellsworth and Wichita from the buffalo camps, where every day he shot 2 buffalo a minute with a breech-loading .52-caliber Sharps rifle. Set the shooting stick, rest the Sharps, aim at one, almost anyone, among the vast flood of ill-contrived animals and fire. The herd paid no attention to the down animal or to the gunshot. Fire again. Litter the Kansas prairie with the carcasses of the limitless buffalo. Cartridges cost a quarter. Buffalo hide sold for $3 apiece, to be processed into rakish coats and warm robes for people who had never seen a buffalo, or into steam gaskets and traction belts that powered the machines of Eastern industry. The skinners would make their cuts, tie the hide to a rope, turn the rope around the saddle horn, spur the horse and tear the hide from the carcass. Sometimes a cook would cut a tongue or a liver or a roast from the hump, but there were far too many to eat, and most of them were left to rot under the high Kansas sky. The stench of the rotting meat infested the plain and clung to the hunters and skinners, so that in town the whores would turn their heads away. It was the stench that finally drove him from it. He liked the gun work because he liked guns. They were balanced and complete and efficient and tightly integrated and purposeful. He liked shooting guns because he was good at it, because it was so complete an act. See something? Aim at it? Fire the gun?